have the worst supports in the entire country here in Donegal in the northwest, and indeed the excellent short stay supports that we have at White Oaks are shared with the people of Derry and the cross-border region. So that's all we have in this entire region. The nearest facilities in terms of long stay are Galway and Dublin. So what does that mean? That means that if you're a family of a person with these addictions, you're being forced to travel long distances to support them. And indeed, I would fear that there are many people who are not availing of the necessary long-term supports because of the distance from their homes.
Is it your belief then that there is an unanswered demand there and that there are perhaps people in need of support and aren't getting them because the facilities aren't available?
No, absolutely. And indeed, you know, the people of Donegal are not immune to this, you know, real profound issue for our society, that is drug and alcohol addiction. And I know from speaking to community activists across the county, they're very worried about the increased prevalence of drugs amongst our young people. So we need to support those in our community here in Donegal. We need to give them, if it's long-term supports that are required, they need to get it. And again, I have to refer to the fact that we are clearly suffering discrimination and neglect. Whether you're a drug and alcohol addict in Donegal, in Dublin, Galway, Cork, Waterford, you deserve the same treatment, and we're not getting the same treatment in Donegal. And we know that there is no excuse for this. We once again see the evidence of this neglect, and it has to change. I would argue the best way we address that in Donegal is by cooperating with Derry, Tyrone, like we did with cancer services. We need to pool the services in the Northwest Cross-Border region to address the neglect of our region.